Hello, I'm Sue, and I'm reading the article that was headlined on the front page. Works shut road for sixth time in only 2 years. A road in Wallingford has been closed by Thames Water for the sixth time in the last 2 years for works described by one business owner as horrendous. The water company closed Hithercroft Road in Wallingford to all traffic on August the 14th to repair a damaged sewer. An estimated 28 tankers have been required on site to manually transport the sewage and wastewater while the pipe is isolated and repaired by engineers, and a huge operation set to continue until August the 28th. Business owner Pamela Barry, who runs the coffee stop kiosk at Hithercroft Road, said, "I can't believe it. It's the third year in a row they've closed that road and they just don't care." I spoke to one of the workers yesterday who said it was a complete mess. He said it's so disorganised nobody knows what they're doing and they all tell you different things. "Last year was really, really difficult for me. I almost gave up. I thought it was just going to have to close. It was unbelievably stressful. I know the work needs to be done. Why wasn't it finished during one of the previous times?" I counted it up. They were working on this road on and off across 9 months last year. It's just ridiculous. As an outdoor venue reliant on passing trade, Miss Barry's business has been suffering not only from the road closure, blocking the only route from town to the coffee shop without driving around the bypass, and the constant disruption from works. She added, "The tankers are running their engines constantly and it just adds to the stress, anxiety, the pollution, the environmental damage, the decibels of the noise, how it's affecting my business and my footfall. Even their customer service is shocking, and they, that's the workers, don't even buy coffee." Hithercroft and St John's Roads have faced repeated closure for works over the past few years, including in December 2024 when raw sewage leaked across the carriageway. It was closed indefinitely in January 2025 to fix the leak, and subsequent road closures at the same site followed in February 2025 for a burst water main in June to replace aged infrastructure, and in July to fix damage caused by a house builder earlier in the year. A spokesperson for Thames Water said, "Engineers are working in St John's Road, Wallingford, to repair part of the sewer, which, if left unrepaired, will increase the risk of pollution during the winter. Tankers are being used to safely remove and transport wastewater, while engineers isolate and repair pipework. The work is scheduled to be completed by the 28th of August. We are sorry for the disruption these works may cause and would like to thank residents and business owners for their patience while we carry out this essential repair." And just in case none of you have seen the pictures of the tankers, there is a picture in the newspaper for you.